In a lab at Johns Hopkins University, students are stitching together machine-made strands of DNA, the chemical that carries the genetic blueprints of life. Their goal is to assemble all 6,000 genes in the genome of yeast.
So in every single well, there should have hopefully been something.
Junior McIntosh Cornwell is looking for signs his last stitching reaction worked.
So overall, we had pretty moderate success across the board.
Do we put in a whole chromosome all at once?
Johns Hopkins geneticist Jeff Buca leads the class. He says yeast do familiar jobs, like turning grapes into wine, but they do more than that.
We have yeast that are used to make not just alcohol and bread, but also all kinds of chemicals, medicines, vaccines, and fuels. So, and I think we're going to see more and more of this in the future.
And with genetic engineering, Buca says, scientists could help yeast do those jobs better. Plus, these one-celled creatures share about a third of their genes with us. Studying their genes can teach us a lot about ourselves. Like us, yeast cells keep their genetic material in bundles of DNA known as chromosomes. Think of each chromosome as a book of genetic instructions, Buca says.
The book would be made up of chapters. The chapters would be made up of paragraphs and words and ultimately letters.
And each gene is a word made up of letters of DNA, the chemical chain that forms the iconic twisted ladder shape. Buca's class has strung together all the words in one genetic book so far, one chromosome out of yeast's 16. They engineered the new chromosome to let researchers shuffle genes around like a deck of cards.
Some will have winning decks at making biofuels and some at, you know, making some other useful product.
Researchers say they are careful to consider the ethical implications of rewriting the code of life. But Buca adds that his students are learning the basic tools of modern biology and getting excited about the possibilities.
We could teach them how to do something at once very practical, but at the same time amazing and unique.
McIntosh Cornwell says it's helped him prepare for a career in science.
The range of skills you learn and the amount of experience you get in such a small time frame it's invaluable, really.
And he and his class are on the cutting edge of this new world of biology. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Baltimore, Maryland.